Hello to members of Faith Cumberland Presbyterian Church in America. This is Pastor Tony. I am trusting all is well with you, and your joy of Christ grows deeper by the day. We serve a merciful God who loves us unconditionally and with no respect of persons, whether rich or poor. All praises unto Almighty God. Lift up your heads, ye mighty gates. Behold, the King of glory waits. The King of kings is drawing near. The Savior of the world is here. Fling wide the portals of your heart. Make it a temple set apart from earthly use for heaven's employ, adorned with prayer and love and joy. Have you ever thought what's it going to be like when you meet Jesus face to face? All these years, we've talked about Jesus' holy character, his miracles, and his teachings. At Easter, when people wonder where Jesus is, we reply, Jesus lives in me. We've not ever met him in person, nor do we know anyone who has either. Be sure, the time is nearing for you to see your Savior just as he is. I remember way back when the Jackson 5 started out. Remember back when there were the Temptations, Earth, Wind, and Fire, the Isley Brothers, Sly and the Family Stones, the Four Tops, the Supremes. Let's not forget the Staple Singers, the Spinners, Gladys Knight and the Pips, and more. In the 70s and 80s, we were living large if we could get concert tickets for a time of our lives. We craved the chance to be with these famous and larger-than-life performers. Consider this. Who do you crave to see and be with today? What would you do for a chance to stand next to the Obamas? The thought of standing next to the rich and famous would give us exhilaration like nothing else. But the rich and famous never match an experience of being with Jesus himself. Our scripture lesson ponders the triumph of being with Jesus as we follow him walking up the hill to Holy Jerusalem. Being with Jesus as he sits on the throne is better than standing next to the rich and famous. A portrait with you and Jesus equals eternal life. Our text is found in Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, he who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Amen. Consider this subject for meditation. Journey to God's holy hill. We will discuss what it takes to accompany Jesus up to God's holy hill there in Jerusalem. There, Jesus ushers in his millennial kingdom. Being at a concert with the rich and famous is fleeting at best, but being with Jesus is for eternity. Think of life as a journey. We are not only going from place to place, town to town, or state to state. We are also going somewhere in the spiritual realm. Whether saved or not, every soul has a specific journey to complete. What is your journey? What does it entail? Our journey starts with birth and concludes with death. Each day of life, we move closer to our destiny. There is no sidestepping your destiny. In other words, there is no such thing as not going somewhere, not being somewhere, and not without going or being. The journey itself is the events of life. Some seem to have an easier life, but don't fool yourself. Job tells us, man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. Life difficulty can be construed as the long journey, difficult journey, dangerous journey. The long journeys are painful periods of illness, disability, persecution, drastic life changes due to upheaval. Difficult journey, single parents raising children, low income, poverty, drug addiction, injustice, hopelessness, and the like. And dangerous journey, religious and or political persecution, such as missionaries risking their lives in Muslim countries to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. The journey we travel in life varies with each of us. Our journey ends at two possible destinations. The first is heaven, also known as God's holy hill. The other destination is judgment, also known as the outer darkness, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. We daily encounter a range of life difficulties that require determined endurance to stay on the road to God's holy hill. By God's design, we travel in life up to His holy hill through much affliction. As you continue your journey, God labors on your behalf. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. In our text, David is bringing the Ark of the Covenant back to Jerusalem. David leads the celebrative procession up the hill to Holy Jerusalem to place the Ark in the temple in the Holies of Holies. This scene is prophetic because the time will come that Jesus Christ returns to earth to lead a holy procession of the saints up to God's holy hill. 3 points you need to keep in mind about your life journey as it relates to God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. All members of the Godhead are involved in your life journey. First, no higher responsibility exists for us than to acknowledge our Creator. We must live soberly so as to daily recognize His handiwork in our lives. As we enjoy creation, we must be godly stewards. By this, we enjoy God's presence. In society, it is a matter of respect to recognize our elders. In many venues, our superiors demand recognition. Failure to do so brings costly consequences. If we fail to give proper credit to those who have rule over us, we are chastised. Failure to acknowledge God has more grave and spiritual consequences for us to contend with. For many, God is merely an impersonal force with no established rules and standards for living. The Bible makes clear the results of natural man who purposely disregarded God. Because of that, when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Natural man purposely remains in enmity with God, unaware his life journey ends in doom. Two sins seal the doom of man. First, he refused to glorify God as God, and second, he was unthankful. The carnal man was born in sin, but God pricks his heart and calls him to repentance. By not glorifying God and being unthankful to God for all his benefits, man's journey is a death march to doom. Instead of glorifying the true God, man creates an idol God fashioned after his own sinful appetite. Man indulges and glorifies sin. Thus, he glorifies the devil, gravity of disregarding God. As believers busy themselves with daily life, they can drift away from glorifying God as a way of life in thought, word, and deed. When this happens, worldliness begins to build in your life. This is tantamount of the branch being cut from the vine. The believer is the branch. Christ is the vine. The journey. When believers stop acknowledging God, they are no longer moving up to God's holy hill. Going off route results in praising the creation rather than the Creator. The gravity of going off route equals to an emergence of modern idolatry in the life of believers. Second, on one's own merit. No one qualifies to stand in God's presence on his holy hill. Even so, God gives to us the righteousness of Christ to assure no one need to be excluded from Christ's holy procession up the holy hill to claim his throne. Natural man is unfit to be with God. Initially, man is at enmity with God. Man chose to rebel rather than obey God. Man feeds on the fruit of sin and is incapable of producing anything worthwhile. As a result, natural man travels on a doomed route, a journey to eternal death. Man needs to be with God, but how can he dwell in God's presence? How can man hike up God's holy hill with his sinful disposition? The question man must ask, how do I reach heaven? Nothing plagues man more than being separated from his God, whom he hates. Only those with clean hands and a pure heart will reach to the top of God's holy hill. Imagine being in a place where deceit, anger, malice, or evil intent is no more. In God's presence, there is nothing short of pure holiness. Holiness is required to be in God's presence. God's holiness demands that he punish sin. There is no tolerance of any unrighteousness with God. Consider what's needed to stay on route to God's holy hill. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, be holy yourselves in all your conduct. Since it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." To know God's holiness in this life, we must strive daily to stay severed from unclean things in thought, word, and deed. We must be fashioned after God's holiness by living in Christ. The journey. We must pray for strength to hate the things of sin that causes us to go off route to God's holy hill. The devil will exploit your human weakness to keep you from striving to march up God's holy hill. Third, worshiping God must be elevated to highest priority. The challenge of our time is to make time to worship God in spite of busy schedules. When we truly worship God through Christ, we stay connected en route to God. For David, there is celebration in the air. He reclaimed the Ark of God from the enemy and brought it back to Jerusalem. The presence of God returned to the nation through the Ark of God. What do saints need more of when life issues beat them up than God's presence? In David's time, God's presence was enjoyed only through the presence of the Ark of God. David had good reason to celebrate. God's presence was returned in the midst of Israel. Only then was Israel assured of her protection and preservation. Christ claims his kingship when the ark is in its rightful place. Who is the King of glory? Christ, who fought and defeated Satan, sin, and death. He claims the spoils of war, which is all the souls Satan kept in bondage to sin. Christ, mighty in battle, owns the power to redeem by his blood, forgiving the sins of those who exercise faith in him. For this reason, saints glorify Christ. Once enslaved to sin and death, saints are freed from bondage and free to live godly and please God. Saints are victorious only because of Christ. Saints are now included in the holy procession, following after Christ, who returns to Jerusalem as King of glory. Before the victorious procession begins, we must complete our life journey with Christ. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. The journey. In life, we must keep an open heart so Christ can dwell with us. Opening our hearts to Christ is not a once-for-all decision. Demands of life exploits our tendency to drift from God. As a result, we must instantly open the door when Christ knocks. In conclusion, our journey will never be absent of daily struggles. Saints must never forget who they are and who they belong to. The Bible says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. The journey to God's holy hill is about continually shedding sinful deeds of the flesh and learning to obey the dictates of the Holy Spirit. To stay on your route to God's holy hill, you must know who you are and whose you are. Whatever you do in daily life, keep God in your thoughts and labors. This is the route to your journey to God's holy hill, especially in difficult situations. In situations of failure and success, take to heart the words of Apostle Paul. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Whatever you are saying, doing, or wherever you are going, be assured that you are still on route to God's holy hill. As you travel up the hill, Satan purposely places many distractions to cause you to take your eyes off the prize of Christ, who is leading the holy procession. Stay the course, stay the route. God bless you all.